So what's the good word? I'm Brian Gockley with alphadictionary.com, where today's good word is ambiguous. Today's word is sponsored by Champs-Élysées, publishers of audio magazines on CD and cassette for intermediate to advanced speakers of French, German, Spanish, and Italian. Visit them on the web at speakitbetter.com. Ambiguous, A-M-B-I-G-U-O-U-S, is an adjective, meaning having more than one possible interpretation, so unclear, as the statement, Lucy doesn't like dressing with her turkey. She doesn't like stuffing with it either. The second meaning is uncertain, in doubt, or questionable, as to have an ambiguous future. Today's good word has two nouns. Ambiguousness is the state of being ambiguous, while ambiguity may mean this or an ambiguous thing, which may be pluralized as the ambiguities of life. Do not confuse this word with ambivalent, which is undecided as to two different choices. Ambiguity applies to inanimate things and states, but only people may be ambivalent about a choice. Well, maybe animals too. Careful not to trip on the U-O-U vowel cluster at the end of this word. Ambiguity occurs when a phrase has two or more possible interpretations. When I told Pedro that I shot an elephant in my pajamas, he asked how an elephant got into my pajamas. Thank you, Groucho Marx. Ambiguousness is a light English makeover of the Latin ambiguous, A-M-B-I-G-U-U-S, meaning uncertain, from the verb ambigere, A-M-B-I-G-E-R-E, which is to wander around or meander, based on ambi, A-M-B-I, which is around, plus agere, meaning to drive or lead, A-G-E-R-E. The root A-G is found in many words, such as the English Latinate borrowings agent and coagulate. The root A-G is found in many words, such as the English Latinate borrowings agent and coagulate. The past participle of agere is actus, the root of which we see in act or action, and many others. If you still think you don't know squat about this root, you are barking up the right tree, for squat comes from Old French esquatir, meaning to crush. This verb, derived from the Latin ex plus quatir, Q-A-A-T-I-R, meaning to press flat. Quatir, in turn, was originally spoken Latin coactire, which comes from coactus, the past participle of cogere, meaning to compress. Finally, this verb comprised co, together, plus our old friend agere, to drive or lead. That lovely etymological journey was suggested to us, unambiguously, by Donna Cofield. Thanks for listening to Dr. Goodword's daily podcast. Dr. Goodword is created by the staff of alphadictionary.com, home of the Goodword podcasts, the Goodword archives, Goodword Junior Words and Games, thousands of specialty dictionaries, and the Agora, a lively language discussion forum. Visit us today at alphadictionary.com or subscribe to our RSS feed at podcast.alphadictionary.com. If you think you have a Word of the Day candidate, feel free to submit your suggestion in our Agora. I'm Brian Gockley, and I hope you'll join me in spreading the good word.